you in that third elbow and now you're a chef? Do you wear a nice little apron as well?
And that's it. Good. There you go.
Oh, boy. How fast are you? Are you faster than a speeding bullet with that third elbow, or are you just able to...
No, I'm built for comfort. I'm not built for speed.
So you're more for the long stretch, more endurance?
Well, let's see now. I'm married, but...
For our Trivia Focus, this is Jesse Salcido.
And Shelley Law.
Trivia Focus here on 90 FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point, reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th from 6 until 8 p.m. and on Saturday, May 12th from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for questions in Hour 38 of Trivia 38 are... Question 1 is worth 15 points. Question 2, 10 points. Question 3, 35 points. Question 4, 20 points. Question 5, worth 10 points. Question 6, worth 10 points. Question 7, 30 points. Question 8, 285 points. Once again, the point values for questions in Hour 38 of Trivia 38 are as follows. Question 1 is worth 15 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 35 points. Question 4, 20 points. Question 5, 10 points. Question 6, 10 points. Question 7, 30 points. Question 8, 285 points. The top 5 team standings as of Hour 38, Question 8, are in 5th place with 6,313 points is the ugly undulating Uvulas. In 4th place with 6,605 points is the Graduates of a Lesser God. In 3rd place with 7,210 points is Knights of Neek. In 2nd place with 7,670 points is Tin Man. And moving into 1st place with 7,785 points is the return of Sloopy X tied with Network. The team winning this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Drifters in the Loony Bin. The grocery bag giveaway is provided by County Market and Domino's. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's grocery bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's grocery bag is Drifters in the Loony Bin. And now, question 1 of Hour 40, Trivia 38. This radio character was very rich. He was so rich that he once sold his car because it was headed in the wrong direction. What is the first and last name of this character? Once again, question 1 of Hour 40, Trivia 38. This radio character was very rich. He was so rich that he once sold his car because it was headed in the wrong direction. What is the first and last name of this character? Good luck from 90 FM.
It's the time of the season. When love runs high, in this time, give it to me easy. And let me try, with pleasured hands, take you in this time to promised land. Show you everyone, it's the time of the season for love. What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time? What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time?
In the middle of question one, hour 40 of Trivia 38. That question once again. This radio character was very rich. He was so rich that he once sold his car because it was headed in the wrong direction. What is the first and last name of this character? Say phones down in the back. That is the end of question one, hour 40 of Trivia 38. That question once more. This radio character was very rich. He was so rich that he once sold his car because it was headed in the wrong direction. What is the first and last name of this character? The answer, Hubert Updike. Once again, the answer for question one, hour 30 is Hubert Updike. Moving on to question two of hour 40. This recently released album features the complete name of the album, which includes the artist's name, on the front of a theater marquee. What is the name of that theater? Once again, question two, hour 40. This recently released album features the complete name of the album, which includes the artist's name, on the front of a theater marquee. What is the name of that theater?
Maybe I'd give you my world.
in the middle of question two, hour 40. That question once again. This recently released album features the complete name of the album, which includes the artist's name, on the front of a theater marquee. What is the name of that theater? Down, I say phones down in the back. That is the end of question two, hour 40 of Trivia 38. That question once again. This recently released album features the complete name of the album, which includes the artist's name, on the front of a theater marquee. What is the name of that theater? The answer, Kelvin. Once again, the answer for question two, hour 40 is Kelvin. We now have Trivia Stone Group A, clue number 9. Please listen closely. You must bring the original copy of the new Trivia Times when you go to the Trivia Stone pickup locations. This is Trivia Stone Group A, clue number 9. From where you are now, turn left at the group which recorded the top 10 hit, Guantanamera. Turn left at the 19th hole. Go past the flags. Now turn right. Go past the log home and the horse. Now that's an eagle. Go past the bathtub, BVM, and the Packer fire hydrant. Continue past the grazing horse and the omnibus. Now turn right. Go past the benches and the bridge. Now turn left. Need a fill-up? Go past the windmill and the collection of birdhouses. Now turn left. Once again, this is Trivia Stone Group A, clue number 9. From where you are now, turn left at the group which recorded the top 10 hit, Guantanamera. Turn left at the 19th hole. Go past the flags. Now turn right. Go past the log home and the horse. Now that's an eagle. Go past the bathtub BVM and the Packer fire hydrant. Continue past the grazing horse and the omnibus. Now turn right. Go past the benches and the bridge. Now turn left. Need a fill-up? Go past the windmill and the collection of birdhouses. Now turn left. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. The clues are very obvious but will require cleverness on the team player's part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible in part from a grant from the Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper, featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Our store, proud to support Trivia 38, with our new store at the entrance to Village Park Shopping Center in Plover. Dreamweaver's Bridal, experience the difference, 2824 Post Road, Stevens Point, 344-1181, and online at dreamweaversbridal.com. Applied Tech Solutions Incorporated, removing the boundaries between you and technology, 1313 2nd Street, downtown Stevens Point, 344-3703, and Hoffman's Hobbies, your sports authorities, 3001 Michigan Avenue, 341-3867. We are now moving on to question 3 of our 40. A fictional support group has a motto. Please complete the following motto. Fish are friends. Hopefully we get this right this year. Once again, question 3, our 40. A fictional support group has a motto. Please complete the following motto. Fish are friends. Hopefully we get this right this year.
Jumping in the misty morning fog with a heart that's thumping in you, a brown eyed girl.
Question 3, our 40, a trivia 38, that question once again. A fictional support group has a motto. Please complete the following motto. Fish are friends. Hopefully we'll get this right this year.
Quanto le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta.
Quanto le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta.
We gotta get going, where we going, what are we gonna do?
We're on our way to somewhere, the three of us and you. What do we see there, who will be there, what'll be the big surprise?
There may be caballeros with dark and flashing eyes. We'll run away.
We're on our way.
Pick up your pack.
Pack up your pack.
And if we stay.
And if we stay.
We won't come back.
We won't come back. How can we go? We have. We haven't got a dime, but we're going, and we're gonna have a happy time.
Now someone said they just come back from somewhere. A friend of mine that I don't even know. She said there's a lot of fun if we can get there. If that's the case, that's the place. The place we want to go.
We gotta get going, where we're going, and what are we gonna do? We're on our way to somewhere, the three of us and you. What do we see there? Who will be there? What'll be the big surprise? There may be caballeros with dark and flashing eyes. I'll take the train.
I'll take the train.
You take a boat.
Well, I take the boat.
I'll take a plane.
I'll take the plane.
You ride the goat.
Well, I ride the goat.
Oh, we don't care. We'll either walk or climb, but we'll get there, and we're gonna have a happy time. Someone said he just came back from somewhere and picked a few petunias in the snow. He told me that it's very close to nowhere. If that's the case, that's the place, the place we want to go. Going where we're going and what are we gonna see?
We're off to see somebody who's on his way to me.
Gonna go my way.
You go your way.
Wanna make a little bet? We'll all meet in the country. They haven't found us yet.
We're on our way.
We're on our way.
Take up your bag.
Pack up your pack.
And if we stay.
And if we stay.
We won't come back.
We won't come back. How can we go? We haven't got a dime, but we're going and we're gonna have a happy time. Yes, we're going, and we're gonna have a happy, 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 happy quanta la gusta, la gusta, la gusta. Yes, we're gonna have a happy time.
Phones down. I say phones down in the back. That is the end of question 3, hour 40 of Trivia 38. That question once more. A fictional support group has a motto. Please complete the following motto. Fish our friends. Hopefully we get this right this year. The answer, not food. Once again, the answer for question 3, hour 40, not food.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Moving on to question 4 of hour 40. John Rudgate was not exactly a gourmet cook. When in his shabby apartment, he attempts to make himself a dinner delight. Unfortunately, he discovers that his landlord's warning about the quality of the water was correct. What was it that he was trying to cook for which he needed water, which he got from his squirt gun? Once again, question 4, hour 40. John Rudgate was not exactly a gourmet cook. When in his shabby apartment, he attempts to make himself a dinner delight. Unfortunately, he discovers that his landlord's warning about the quality of the water was correct. What was it that he was trying to cook for which he needed water, which he got from his squirt gun. Good luck from 90FM.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you've got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say,
of question four, hour 40. That question once again. John Rudgate was not exactly a gourmet cook when in his shabby apartment he attempts to make himself a dinner delight. Unfortunately, he discovers that his landlord's warning about the quality of water was correct. What was it that he was trying to cook for which he needed water, which he got from his squirt gun?
Thank you.
Phones down. I say phones down in the back. That is the end of question four, hour 40 of Trivia 38. That question once again. John Rudgate was not exactly a gourmet cook when in his shabby apartment he attempts to make himself a dinner delight. Unfortunately, he discovers that his landlord's warning about the quality of the water was correct. What was it that he was trying to cook for which he needed water, which he got from his squirt gun? The answer? Ramen noodles. Once again, the answer for question four, hour 40, is ramen noodles. Moving on to question five of hour 40, it's time for a Tournament of Roses question. The weather was much nicer this year than last, wouldn't you say? One of the marching bands used the members of the band to spell out the year in numbers, creating the numbers 2007. What is the name of that band? Please be complete. Once again, question five, hour 40, it's time for a Tournament of Roses question. The weather was much nicer this year than last, wouldn't you say? One of the marching bands used the members of the band to spell out the year in numbers, creating the numbers 2007. What is the name of that band? Please be complete. Good luck from all of us here at 90FM. We are in the middle of question five, hour 40. That question once again. It's time for a Tournament of Roses question. The weather was much nicer this year than last, wouldn't you say? One of the marching bands used the members of the band to spell out the year in numbers, creating the numbers 2007. What is the name of that band? Please be complete. Yeah. Phones down. I say phones down in the back. That is the end of question 5, hour 40. That question, once again, it's time for a Tournament of Roses question. The weather was much nicer this year than last, wouldn't you say? One of the marching bands used the members of the band to spell out the year in numbers, creating the numbers 2007. What is the name of that band? Please be complete. The answer, Louisiana Leadership Marching Band. Once again, the answer for question 5, hour 40, Louisiana Leadership Marching Band. Moving on to question 6, hour 40. On November 18, 1940, Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Count Basie, Glenn Gray, Les Brown, Guy Lombardo, Will Bradley, Sammy Kaye, and 20 other bands wowed 6,000 enthusiastic fans without a let-up from 8 in the evening until 4 the next morning. This could go down as the greatest gathering of big bands. What is the name of the facility where this memorable event took place? Please be complete. Once again, question 6, hour 40. On November 18, 1940, Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Count Basie, Glenn Gray, Les Brown, Guy Lombardo, Will Bradley, Sammy Kaye, and 20 other bands wowed 6,000 enthusiastic fans without a let-up from 8 in the evening until 4 the next morning. This could go down as the greatest gathering of big bands. What is the name of the facility where this memorable event took place? Please be complete. We are in the middle of question 6, hour 40. That question once again. On November 18th, 1940, Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Count Basie, Glenn Gray, Les Brown, Guy Lombardo, Will Bradley, Sammy Kaye, and 20 other bands wowed 6,000 enthusiastic fans without a let-up from 8 in the evening until 4 the next morning. This could go down as the greatest gathering of big bands. What is the name of the facility where this memorable event took place? Please be complete. Good luck from all of us here at 90FM. Phones down in the back. That is the end of question 6, hour 40. That question once more. On November 18th, 1940, Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Count Basie, Glenn Gray, Les Brown, Guy Lombardo, Will Bradley, Sammy Kay, and 20 other bands wowed 6,000 enthusiastic fans without a let-up from 8 in the evening until 4 the next morning. This could go down as the greatest gathering of big bands. What is the name of the facility where this memorable event took place? Please be complete. The answer, Manhattan Center. Once again, the answer for question 6, hour 40, is the Manhattan Center. Moving on to question 7, hour 40. In response to his sponsor's request that he present a more professional appearance, this NASCAR driver raced in a three-piece suit and took third place. What is the first and last name of this well-dressed driver? Once again, question 7, hour 40. In response to his sponsor's request that he present a more professional appearance, this NASCAR driver raced in a three-piece suit and took third place. What is the first and last name of this well-dressed driver?
Have
We are in the middle of question 7, hour 40. That question once again. In response to his sponsor's request that he present a more professional appearance, this NASCAR driver raced in a three-piece suit and took third place. What is the first and last name of this well-dressed driver?
At an English fair, one evening I was there, when I heard a showman shouting underneath the flare,
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, there they are standing in a row, big ones, small ones, some as big as a head, give them a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the showman said, I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, every bar you throw will make me rich. There stands me white, the idol of me life, singing roly bell, a ball, a penny, a pitch.
Singing roly bell, a ball, a penny, a pitch. Singing roly bell, a ball, a penny, a pitch.
Roly bell, a ball, roly bell, a ball, singing roly bell, a ball, a penny, a pitch. A lovely bunch of coconuts. Every ball you throw will make me rich. There stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing roly poly ball, a penny, a pitch. All together now.
Sing a roll, a ball, a ball, a penny, a pitch.
Harmony.
Sing a roll, a ball, a ball, a penny, a pitch.
Roly poly ball.
Roll, a ball, a ball.
Singing roly poly ball, a penny, a pitch.
Phones down, phones down in the back. That is the end of question 7, hour 40. That question once again. In response to his sponsor's request that he present a more professional appearance, this NASCAR driver raced in a three-piece suit and took third place. What is the first and last name of this well-dressed driver? The answer, Curtis Turner. Once again, the answer for question 7, hour 40 is Curtis Turner. Moving on to question 8, hour 40. It's still about breakfast time. Take a look in the new Trivia Times. Check out the cracked egg in picture number 7. This egg was used in printed ads for what product? Once again, question 8, hour 40. It's still about breakfast time. Take a look in the new Trivia Times. Check out the cracked egg in picture number 7. This egg was used in print ads for what product? Good luck from all of us here at 90FM.
You told me I wasn't needed thing. You even asked me to wear your ring. Then you ran around with any girl in town. You never cared if it got me down. From here long without you now. My hand, from here long without you now. Cause I didn't like you anyhow. You told everybody that we were friends. The distance where our friendship ends. change your tune. You haven't been around since way last June. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gotta get along without you now. Got along without you before. I bet you gotta get along without you now. So long, bye, honey. Goodbye, my dear. Gonna get along without you now.
We are in the middle of question 8, hour 40. That question, once again, it's still about breakfast time. Take a look at the new Trivia Times. Check out the cracked egg in picture number 7. This egg was used in printed ads for what product?
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
That is the end of question 8, hour 40. That question, once again, it's still about breakfast time. Take a look in the new Trivia Times. Check out the cracked egg in picture number 7. This egg was used in printed ads for what product? The answer, Alka-Seltzer. Once again, the answer for question 8, hour 40 is Alka-Seltzer.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Good morning, Trivia Town. With 90FM News, I'm John Harry. Flipping the bird got one Pittsburgh resident into a lot of trouble, and the ACLU says that...